Look at all the titties, from the huge to itty bitty, but they're also very pretty, you know what I mean. And it's really quite a shocker that some prudish cock blockers think that bosoms and knockers are obscene. They're lovely and they're awful fun to play with, just treat them with politeness and aplomb. And here's a thought you're probably not okay with: the first boobs you ever saw belonged to your mom. So if you see a lady feed her baby in a stadium or shopping mall or park, don't sweat a thing. It's only someone doing something ordinary and human, and obscene is in your mind, not in the thing. Look at all the guys, you know it's awfully surprising how some are making eyes at other dudes. They're long and lean and lanky, and their tops are tight and tanky, and they're hardly ever skanky or rude. They're the same guys that women find attractive, so why wouldn't other guys as well? But some people get overreactive, like yelling that they're all going to hell. Leave them be and they'll respect you, and their cooties won't infect you. They'd romantically reject you, sad but true. And they aren't trying to shove it down your throat, it's who they love, and obscene is what you think, not what they do. Some people think rock music's from the devil. They thought that about jazz and ragtime too. If you think that, I'll tell you on the level, the problem's not the music, but you. Look at all the guns, the ratio is more than 1 to 1 for every person in the USA. It's said that they're protection against crime or insurrection, but it's really an infection in our DNA. Some people hunt for food, some find them thrilling. Some people feel secure when they're at hand, but all they're really good for is killing. At least you could admit that that's the plan. So if you're wearing camo and you've got the guns and ammo and you're ready to survive off the grid, remind yourself who's died through mistakes or suicide, and obscene is guns are worth more than our kids.